Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Google. 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 No. Google.
Charlie Rose there in one of my favorite YouTube videos where Charlie is edited to say Google, Yahoo, and Microsoft over and over again in the style of a Samuel Beckett play.
Microsoft and Yahoo. Google and Yahoo. Yahoo. Microsoft, Yahoo.
Well, today we would have to add Facebook.
It's a permanent fact of our global social reality. We have entered the Facebook age.
Microsoft and Yahoo. Google.
Facebook
and Yahoo.
Google.
Facebook
and Yahoo.
Well, Facebook and Google are the big dogs in the digital space right now. Forget Yahoo. Google much bigger, but a challenge from Facebook yesterday, a search tool called Graph aims to change the way we search online. Patrick Moorhead, president and principal analyst of Moore Insights and Strategy. What's it all about?
Facebook, over the long term, is coming after Google. It's just that simple, and they're doing it in a pretty novel way.
Now, they have a huge audience that they can instantly draw on with tools that go directly on the Facebook site. What specifically about this graph search function would be different or add value to what you can already do on Google?
So, John, Facebook, with over a billion users, is able to index or leverage the data that all its users provide. And that's really different from a common Google search. You have, you know, who your friends are, who they're connected to, what they like, where they go, what restaurants they go to, what music they prefer. So it's really a very personalized search.
And what kinds of searches could you do on Facebook that Google couldn't touch?
Well, you can search on people, and you can search on where those people went to school. So, for instance, you could search on, show me my friends who went to school in Texas or who work in the radio business or who like Dido music as an example, and you would get the results.
And that's difficult to do on Google in the sense that you get a lot of information that's irrelevant, and you also go immediately to commercial sites which are attempting to reunite you with old girlfriends or people from high school, that sort of thing.
It is very different from Google, and Google doesn't have this type of data that they can leverage. That they're attempting to do this with their social media service, Google Plus, but at best, it's probably, you know, 1/50th the amount of information, and more than likely, very few of your friends are on Google Plus. So your results just aren't the same.
Well, the asymmetry question really is pointed if you talk about Google Plus. Is Google more able to compete with Facebook on Google Plus, or Facebook more able to compete with Google on its own platform with those billion users?
Well, I believe it's a little bit of a standoff here in that for Facebook to really make a move on general search, they really need to partner with Bing or a Yahoo and have their results show the Facebook results to be able to train users that this is actually available on Facebook, because right now people are pretty set into how they like to search. They go to Google primarily and maybe go to Bing or Yahoo, and that's where a search starts. And I would think it would just take a long time for Facebook to train people to start searching on their site.
Although this people-to-people search function is the kind of thing you would want to do on a smartphone, and if you can get that mobile app going on Facebook, which is what investors want, you've really got something there, and investors seemed to agree yesterday.
No, they did. I think there was some early disappointment that Facebook didn't talk more about what they were doing about mobile, and in fact, there were a lot of people who were hoping for a smartphone. Their launch today doesn't solve any of those mobile questions about them, but I think Facebook is smart in that let's lock in the experience and really understand what people like, and then let's consider rolling it out to mobile.
Patrick Moorhead, president and principal analyst of Moore Insights and Strategy. Bing, Facebook, Google. 20 years ago, if they heard this conversation, would anyone have any idea what we were talking about? No. 21st century.
Facebook,
Google, Microsoft, and Yahoo. No, we're not going to do that.